The Book of 2 Samuel, Chapter 16. And when David was a little past the top of the ascent, look, Ziba the attendant of Mephibosheth met him with a couple of donkeys saddled, and on them 200 loaves of bread and 100 clusters of raisins and an ephah of summer fruits and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What do you mean by these?" And Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine, that such as are faint in the wilderness may drink." And the king said, "And where is your master's son?" And Ziba said to the king, "Look, he remains at Jerusalem. For he said, 'Today will the house of Israel restore to me the kingdom of my father.'" Then the king said to Ziba, "Look, all that pertains to Mephibosheth is yours." And Ziba said, "I do obeisance. Let me find favor in your sight, my lord, O king." And when King David came to Bahurim, look, there came out from there a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the slaves of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, "Begone, begone, you man of blood and base fellow. Yahweh has returned on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead you have reigned. And Yahweh has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom your son. And look, you are taken in your own mischief, because you are a man of blood." Then said Abishai the son of Zeruiah to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray you, and take off his head." And the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? Because he curses, and because Yahweh has said to him, 'Curse David,' who then will say, 'Why have you done so?'" And David said to Abishai and to all his slaves, "Look, my son, who came forth from my bowels, seeks my soul. How much more may this Benjamite now do it? Leave him alone and let him curse, for Yahweh has bidden him. It may be that Yahweh will look at the wrong done to me, and that Yahweh will repay me good for his cursing of me this day." So David and his men went by the way, and Shimei went along on the hillside across from him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king, and all the people who were with him, came weary, and he refreshed himself there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, "Long live the king, long live the king." And Absalom said to Hushai, "Is this your kindness to your companion? Why didn't you go with your companion?" And Hushai said to Absalom, "No. But whom Yahweh and this people and all the men of Israel have chosen, I will be his, and I will remain with him. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in your father's presence, so I will be in your presence." Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give your counsel what we will do." And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go in to your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep the house, and all Israel will hear that you have become a stench to your father. Then the hands of all who are with you will be strong." So they spread Absalom a tent on the top of the house. And Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if a man inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel both with David and with Absalom.